Park City School District Business Administrator Todd Halber reports that of the more than 4,700 students in the district, 151 of them are considered out-of-boundary students.
That also includes students that are out of their elementary boundary that may be attending a different elementary. So they're a Park City resident, but they're attending a different boundary elementary school.
Maybe just because their parent, it's closer to work or something.
Actually, most of it is because of the dual language programs. You know, if you wanted to be in the French programs, there's only two schools that you can go to there, or Spanish, there's two schools. So there's most of that's that way.
Of the 151, just 15 of those students come from the high-end Promontory development, which is located within the South Summit School District, even though it's just across the highway from Trailside Elementary School. Halber says that Park City is able to recoup some of the tax dollars from those high-valued homes in Promontory.
And then under statute, we have the ability to cross-bill other districts. So we'll say, hey, your students are attending our schools. We're going to bill you for the property taxes that they've paid your district. And so we're able to claim about half of their property tax and 100% of the WPU.
So does that come close to the 10 grand that it costs the Park City School District to educate one kid?
It comes about 3,000 short on that basis. But when you look at 15 students coming, that's not even a full class. So we haven't incurred $10,000 worth of cost, because there'll be a couple in first grade, couple in second grade, couple in kindergarten. So it's just mixed in with the rest of a regular class size.
At Trailside, where some students are now in trailers until a new fifth and sixth grade school is built, Albert says that only 18 students are considered out of boundary, and most of them are there for the French Dual Language Immersion Program. Only two of them live in Promontory. At Park City High School, where they are at 102% capacity, Halber says that 36 students are out of boundary, but they're easier to fit in classes, unlike the elementary grades.
So it's a little bit different than elementary school, where you have a teacher in front of a class all day long. At the high school, you have the students moving through their different sections throughout the day. And so again, 36 in a student body of 1,100 isn't a whole lot of students, not driving staffing.
District consultants have provided a range of what future growth might be, anywhere between dropping enrollment by 0.3% to increasing anywhere between 1.1% and 2.3%. Halber says that he's pegged future growth on the higher end, even though the district website says that enrollment in district schools has remained fairly constant.
We were looking at numbers that were in the 1.8% range as a forecast. Again, when I was running numbers for this morning, we took a quick look at enrollment, and the numbers I'll share today aren't official. Our official counts happen Thursday, October 1st, so we'll have some better numbers at that time. But right now, we're looking at tracking the same as last school year, so a little over 4,700 students. So we had anticipated a growth of about 100, and we're staying flat right now.
Halber adds that it's a guessing game as to when new construction will actually come online.
And no one knows that schedule for sure. So we were doing our forecasting, say, for the master planning process 5 and 6 years out. But exactly when will they come is unknown. But we just have a target. We say in 5 years it'll be probably 500 students, averaging 100 a year. They may all come next year. They may come in the third year. But we know that by that sixth year we'll have that kind of an account.
That's Park City School District Business Administrator Todd Halber. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.